Blog Talk Radio.
Is right. You know what that music means. It's time for GTE Radio 193.5, the show about all the latest and greatest things happening here at GTE Financial. From my studio window, I can see the young people walking to the bus stop, and there's a spring in their step because they know it's almost summer, and almost summer means it is almost big-time home buying season. So joining us today, she is the Vice President of Member Home Loan Programs. Her name is Deborah Plord. Hey, Deborah. How are you?
Hey. I'm great, Jason. How are you today?
It is so good to have you on the show. Yep. Studio audience does not get the summer off, but they don't do anything anyway, so they don't really need a break. Hey, tell us about you and your career with GTE Financial.
Well, I'm a newbie in the GTE financial space, so I started my career in Connecticut in the banking industry and spent about 15 years in retail banking. And but the piece of the banking world that always grabbed my heart was mortgages. So I began working for mortgage companies, opened my own brokerage shop, and about 10 years ago, was recruited by the largest credit union in Connecticut, American Eagle Financial. And I spent 10 years there running their mortgage area with a great team. And after the last snowstorm in Connecticut and my husband retiring, I decided Florida sounded like a great option. Yeah. And once you go credit union, you never go back. So GTE was a great choice for me. And I'm fairly new to the Florida area, but loving every minute of it.
Well, I actually know a very good friend from a Connecticut credit union who's from Florida, and he says the same thing. In the wintertime, he gets very lonely. He has a big light in his office that he uses to kind of keep himself from getting the winter doldrums. Summer is coming. It's the big-time moving and home buying season. And I saw on Facebook you were out talking to some of the community folks about the great GTE home loan programs. Tell us about some of them.
Well, it is an exciting time. There's lots of activity going on in Florida and the Tampa Bay area because, you know, everyone from Connecticut is following me down here, I think. But there's a program for everybody at GTE. So there's first-time home buyers in the market that we love to take good care of because sitting at that closing and handing someone their keys for the very first time is probably the coolest thing that we do. So lots of programs with low down payments and flexible underwriting guidelines for those folks. We also are kicking off a kind of a concierge construction lending program. Lots of building going on here, so we have some great construction loans that you can get into with as little as a 10% down payment. Lots of flexibility, lots of potential for folks to build their dream home. Rates are still great. We've been hearing that they're going to be going up for years now. We don't pay much attention anymore. So there's still opportunities, you know, for folks to refinance and save some money, or those that may be looking to downsize and join a retirement community in Florida. We have lots of options there, too. So there's just about a program for just about everyone at GTE.
That's awesome. Let me ask you, if a person comes across this podcast and they're thinking, well, man, these sound like great home loan programs. I'm not a member of the credit union. As long as they qualify for membership, can they start their membership with a GTE home loan?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a great way to jump in and become a member. So through that home buying or refinancing process, we will get you signed up and make sure that all of the services that GTE Financial has to offer are available to you as a brand new member.
Awesome. You know, I heard you talk about the excitement of handing over someone their first set of keys. I remember that moment very well, but I got to be honest, I think I was more terrified than excited. I really was. And I've told this story on the show before. Then I got to the house, you know, and it's a big deal. You walk into your new home and it's yours, and I've just turned over every penny I have on earth. And I'm I'm looking around the house and I'm like, wait a minute, my parents' house had these thing called blinds and curtains and a garden hose and a vacuum cleaner. It really was just the start. And so I know, but you're right. It is an exciting moment when you're able to help somebody, especially if maybe they didn't think they were going to qualify or maybe they'd had some problems in the past. And I know you guys offer a lot of flexibility and variety of options for either a second time home buyer, first time home buyer, people that are upsizing, downsizing. And you're absolutely right about the trends. There are a lot of people from the Northeast and all these winter storms who are saying, hey, there might be a better way by moving south of that Mason-Dixon line. It sounds like you've found a nice home there in Tampa too.
Absolutely, I have, and my friends from Connecticut are becoming my neighbors, so I think I see a trend.
Well, it is definitely a trend demographically in the United States. Hey, we'd love to end the show on just kind of a fun question. Now, usually when we have the interns and the student relationship officers, they're mentioning groups and songs I've never heard of. So I never know how people are going to answer those questions. But what was the last song you listened to?
You are so funny, and I don't know where that comes from, and I don't know if you would know my kind of music, right? So I'm a country music fan, so that's what's playing in my car in the morning. So I'm not sure what the last song I listened to, probably the favorite song that I listen to every day, is one that's called Always Be Humble and Kind. Do you know that one? Do you know country music?
I do not know
music?
That one.
I live
in Texas,
so,
but I'm not a big country music fan.
So it's a Tim McGraw song, and you have to look it up. And it's every time I hear it, I get a little tear in my eye. But, you know, it's kind of one of those mantras that I try to live by. And if you listen to it, you'll think about the credit union movement because, you know, we're people helping people and just trying to help people one at a time. It's all about what we do, and it's certainly about who I am and who my team strives to be. So take a listen to that one, even if it's not one. It's not a rap song, probably not something that you listen all the time, but I bet you like it, and I'll bet you get the connection.
Well, I'll tell you, as soon as this show ends, that's one of the first things I do. Whatever song the person says, I'll jump over on YouTube and check it out. So I will do
great.
That. Hey, her name is Deborah Plord. She is doing her best to make those dreams come true with members looking for homes, maybe their first, their next home, whatever it may be. And you can certainly contact her at GTE Financial, and anybody on her team is happy to get you pointed in the right direction mortgage-wise. Deborah, thank you so much for taking some time out of your morning to be with us today.
Thanks for having me, Jason. I appreciate
All right.
it.
Deborah, everybody, great interview. And as I always say, let's continue to be the people we were in the interview. Let's be in business forever, and let's drive our competitors crazy. Until next we speak, I'll talk to you all next week. Bye.